More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. You may have noticed that a lot of kids today play video games, at least mine do, and that may be the understatement of the year. A lot of those games involve monsters, like Pokemon, where you catch, tame, and battle these creatures. And some University of Idaho faculty members started thinking about using video games like Pokemon to teach their students. And that led to a new game called Medimon, a monster-taming video game that teaches health education students about things like your pancreas and the diseases that impact it by turning them into delightfully drawn monsters that help the students memorize things like diabetes, Graves' disease, ulcerative colitis, if I said that right, and a cirrhosis of the liver. Now, the game was invented by Tyler Bland. He's an assistant clinical professor in the Idaho WAMI Medical Education Program. And he asked some of the U of I virtual technology design graduates to create these colorful monsters. So joining Tyler are Sierra Bordeaux and Emma Ferguson, who designed the game. I want to welcome all three of you to the program.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
So Tyler, let me start with you. How did this game come about?
That is a great question. So in the WAMI Medical Education Program that I work in, I teach the pharmacology portion, so all the drugs that doctors need to know. Mm-hmm. I help them understand that. And in order to understand how the drugs work, I have to kind of know how the diseases work and then also how healthy works. And so I have to know a little bit about everything. And to help myself, I tried to develop mnemonics to do this. And when I first started developing them, they kind of looked like Pokemon. And then it just exploded from there.
So Sierra and Emma, how did you first hear about this idea?
Yeah, for me, I was kind of advertised to one of my classes while I was still a student in VTD by a professor by the name of Race Bird.
And for me, it was kind of the same. Race talked about it and I was just like, oh, that sounds cool. So I'll sign up.
Okay, so Tyler, tell us how the game works.
Yes, so anybody that's familiar with Pokemon, it'll be very similar. So it's kind of a top-down, you travel around this world, you can walk through tall grass, catch monsters, battle monsters. But the whole thing is to catch, raise, and build these teams. But we have this kind of underlying stealth education where we are teaching players about important aspects of the health sciences. And so all of our monsters represent a cell type or an organ system or some sort of disease. And then in their designs, we've baked in mnemonics to represent important characteristics of these organs, important symptoms or causes of these diseases, so that when players catch them and just look at their design, they're learning important things about what they represent.
Okay, so I want to break down one of the monsters, Tyler. Can we look at type 1 diabetes? Like, this monster's got eyeglasses, he's holding some donuts, and he's being stung by kind of like strange little bees, I guess is the best way to describe it. Now, each one of those characteristics that I just mentioned, they actually mean something, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, so in order to explain type 1, I'll actually have to take a step back and explain beta cells in the pancreas. Our pancreas family are all fish, and beta cells of the pancreas is one of our monsters, and it looks kind of like a lionfish. And so these cells do is they secrete insulin, and this is described in the design as spikes with eyes in it, eye for insulin. And then insulin also, when you eat, it helps your cells take in glucose or take in sugar. And so the beta cell is fat, to signify it's active in the fed state, and then it's eating donuts, and the donuts are all in a bag, signifying that it helps cells take in the glucose, take in the donuts. Okay. In type 1 diabetes, you have an autoimmune destruction of these cells. So your body's immune system produces antibodies, which go and attack and kill these beta cells. And so type 1 diabetics don't produce insulin because they don't have these cells. And so how we represent that is we have our cute lionfish, and he's falling apart. So you can see his skeleton. And the reason for this is that he's getting attacked by these bees. And these bees represent antibodies. And so these are the antibodies that type 1 diabetics produce against these beta cells. He's also holding a bunch of donuts. They're not in a bag, they're outside. He's holding because losing insulin, your cells aren't able to take up and use glucose. And so one of the side effects, or I should say the symptoms of type 1 diabetes is hyperglycemia, high blood sugar levels. And then another side effect, this can damage the eyes. It's called optic neuritis. And so that's why he's wearing glasses. And so you can
Oh,
see here
gotcha.
how the visual design of each of these characters help teach about important characteristics.
So I would assume, Tyler, that there might be some folks who might be listening today being like, really? You're teaching, medical students through a video game? And I would argue that this is kind of the way of the world. I mean, I have a 15-year-old and I have an almost 12-year-old. And let me tell you what, this is what they do. And they interact with their friends. This is how they socialize. And I think sometimes older people don't necessarily understand the collaboration that goes into video games of today. It's not Pong, right? So did you take that into account when deciding to create a video game? Because I would think that students would be very engaged with this.
I did. And one thing that played a large role in this is, especially in the medical sciences and the medical profession, you have to worry about burnout. So my students are force-fed a large amount of material. We always say it's like drinking from a fire hose, and it really is. And so one of my underlying reasons for this with my medical students, not only to teach them, but what I hope is that they can go to a long day of classes, study their material normally, and then they go, I need a break. I think I'll just have some fun and play Medimon. And then I'll go, just kidding, you're not taking a break. Kind of. You're doing something that's enjoyable, but you're still able to learn. And so maybe there's they don't have to worry as much about enjoying themselves or taking breaks.
So, Sierra and Emma, I'm really curious. Have either of you ever designed things like a diseased intestine before? I mean, when you went into this field of study, did you think I'm going to create a video game to teach medical students?
Definitely not. At least not having actually designed something to the extent that a lot of these characters are designed to, and with all of the mnemonics that have to be fit in with them. It was definitely a challenge at first.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Well, for either Sierra or Emma, what I mean, was it fun to be able to design this even if you hadn't done it before?
For me, it's like my first official character design job, so it was
Oh.
super fun to like get to design them and like think of unique ways to incorporate all of the mnemonics, but then also design a really cute or kind of epic character.
Okay, so Sierra, what's your favorite monster in the game that you got to design?
Oh, I think mast cell right now. It changes though.
Oh, okay. And then Emma, what about you?
I really like pancreatitis.
Who knew you'd ever say that, right? So Tyler, I have just about a minute left in the interview with all of you. Can anyone play this game? I mean, is it specifically designed for future doctors and nurses, or can anyone hop on and learn about this?
That's a great question. And so we are targeting everyone. And so the cool thing about this is because these mnemonics are somewhat hidden inside the characters, this allows players to learn them if they so choose. And if they have no interest in the health sciences or they have no background, they can play it purely on the aesthetic level. So for instance, my medical students enjoy it, and my 4-year-old daughter enjoys it. And so we're hoping that we have a wide, broad appeal to everyone.
Well, I love it. I think it's incredibly innovative, and what a way to honestly be teaching your medical students, but allowing them to maybe not have so much burnout, especially when we have such a shortage of medical doctors. So
Yes.
thank you all three of you for coming in and talking about this.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
We've been talking with Assistant Professor Tyler Bland with the Idaho Whammy Medical Program and University of Idaho Virtual Technology Design students, Sierra de Bordeaux and Emma Ferguson, about a new video game that's a teaching tool called Metamon. It is a game of medical monsters. We're going to put pictures of some of these monsters on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Definitely go check it out. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.